This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
After being eliminated from the OHL playoffs on Monday, the Bulldogs are now preparing to leave Hamilton for Brantford this offseason. It's going to be the first time since 1996 that the Dogs will not call Hamilton home. Michael Anlauer is the longtime owner of the Hamilton Bulldogs and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. Mr. Anlauer, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. Your team played its last game on Monday night, that playoff loss against Barrie, and it was really an entertaining way to go out, even though it was a heartbreaking one. What comes to mind when you look back at more than two decades of Bulldogs hockey in Hamilton?
It was quite the emotional game, both from a scoreboard standpoint, holding a 3-0 lead, and then which is typical in junior hockey, which makes it so exciting, and then losing with 9 seconds to go. But it was an emotional time for me, having been personally in that arena, cut my teeth in hockey and management of hockey, ownership in hockey, over 20 years ago. And all the great memories. So for me, I typically watch the game in the press box, and then I actually stayed there a little longer than usual, and just looked at the arena, looked at the banners, looked at the certain parts of the rink where I remember some great plays and the fans the great memories that that Hamilton had over the past 20 years. So it was an emotional moment for me. It was by myself, and it was that's what I took out of that game, and then addressed the players after the game, but it was a long night. Some of our staff who've been with me for, including our team doctor, who has been there since 1996. Took some pictures together on the ice. Like I said, it's filled with so many great memories.
I can imagine. Does the term Brantford Bulldogs still sound weird?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't. I'm excited because of the reception that we've gotten from Brantford. They've been absolutely amazing to work with and accommodating, allow us to have a place to play. But there's no doubt. I mean, I'm sure many times it'll be accidentally said, the Hamilton Bulldogs. If it wasn't a mouthful, it could have been called the Hamilton Brantford Bulldogs. But at the end of the day, like I said, Brantford's been amazing in allowing us to have a home for next year, it'll be strange, but it's going to be like everything else. We adapt to change, and looking forward to bringing a championship to Brantford.
When do you officially make the move to Brantford? When do you have to vacate First Ontario Centre?
I believe our lease ends at the end of June. Typically, our hockey year ends are July to July. I think at the end of the day, the ice is out, and it's out for good now. I don't know. I mean, I think the office staff, you have to ask our office folks that. But our players are year-end meetings were yesterday, and pretty much the hockey op stuff is going to, probably get packed, and lots of packing. When you're in the same home for 20 years, you got a lot of things.
Yeah, you collect a lot of stuff. Well, including trophies, right?
Well, yeah, the trophies are no longer in the house, I don't think. I know the banners are. They're tucked away in the corner there of the building, but
very bittersweet, for sure. We got 30 seconds. I know Bulldogs fans are wondering, what are the odds the Hamilton Bulldogs will be a reality once again in 3 years' time, or maybe even a little bit after that?
That's truly up to the city. Like I said, I never asked to leave Hamilton. Like I said, my experience in Hamilton has been absolutely amazing. This building was supposed to be renovated. A mandate was 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, and they still haven't done anything, and it come it come to my understanding that I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't started by the time our season ends next year. So I'll leave it at that. Don't want to leave on a bitter note. I love the city. I was always told that Hamilton couldn't work, junior hockey couldn't work, by some people in the know. And Hamilton has been absolutely amazing, and we've proven that Hamilton truly is a junior hockey a great junior hockey city.
It absolutely is, and we know that. We know one thing. The Bulldogs brand is strong. You've produced a number of NHL and other pro hockey players, massive impact in the community with the Bulldogs Foundation, and it's all thanks to people like you, Michael, who have purchased the team, made it grow the fan base, gave back to the community, and we hope to have you back sometime soon, but we do know that a lot of Hamiltonians will be going to Brantford to support the Bulldogs. We'll have to leave it there. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And there's just on the one note, the foundation is here to stay. So that's something that we can always remember.
That is awesome news. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. All the best.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.